It's time to rewire your mind. Welcome to the Hayden Russo Show, the show that provides you with inspiration to help you succeed in life. Here's your host, Hayden Russo.
Hello, 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 man. Y'all know I like to say it. I love that little intro there. Hello, hello, hello there. I got to tell you, this week's topic has disturbed me all week. I've tossed and turned in bed, spoken to a lot of friends. A lot of them said that, hey, this is too early to get engaged in these type of conversations. But no one can tell me why not. No one could give me an explanation on why we shouldn't speak about race in America and the state of the churches in America and how they correlate together. What makes you qualified to speak on race, Hayden Russo? What are your qualifications to speak on such topic? Who are you? Are you Dr. Fields? Are you the new Dr. Drew? I'm none of those things. Dr. Drew, Dr. Field. I'm not a comedian. I am a motivational speaker. I am a businessman. I am a family man. You could say I'm a community activist. I go out and I donate my time and volunteer cleaning streets and helping kids. What make me qualify? Live through my eyes as a black man in America and see what you come up with. Who more qualified than me to speak on the topic? That's what I started off with. 25 years ago, I had nothing but a dream inside a 6x9 cell. I could do what all, excuse me, let me say this, because in some of my studies, there are some of you guys out there, and I'm speaking to black folks, that like to be called African American. And then there's other blacks or African Americans that want you to call them black. Now, me, myself, I consider myself to be Hayden Russo. I didn't choose to be black. God made me black from inception. And I love it. Some people say, Hayden Russo, you cocky. You go around flaunting. You go around talking about how successful you are. I don't know if y'all check, but the last time I checked, black folks are on the bottom of all races. Even immigrants that come to the United States from other countries have more respect in this country than the individuals that have been slaves for over 500 years. But that's not why I'm here to talk about. If you decide to call to speak on this topic, this is my show, so I'm going to make the rules. If you didn't live in 1900, don't call here telling me what went on in the 1900s. Don't tell me what went on in 1656 or 1559 or 1670. Speak to me about the times you live in. If you're in a 60s baby or a 70s baby like me, I can only speak about from my birth to current. Because if I begin to talk about what happened in the 1500s, the conversation would never go anywhere. Okay? So the other part is we're going to kill on this subject because we only have an hour. We would not be able to cover everything in 1 hour. However, we would do our best to begin to set the foundation on the month of Black History. Okay? We'll continue this conversation for the next 2 months, but in this particular month, it's Black History. Why not kick it off on this month? Okay? So, the other rule is we will not kill this conversation by using the C word, the N word. If you're using it to express yourself in the way that it may have been in the context of back then, that's fine. But we're not into that. That's not what this conversation is about. This conversation is about solutions. And I'm very passionate about this thing because I really believe that the Black folks are quick to say that it's the white man's fault that this happened or that happened. Don't say you don't know it goes on. You know it goes on. Every time something happened in the house, you can't feed your family. It's the white man's fault. You can't pay your light bill. It's the white man's fault. Your son flunked the test. It's the white man's fault. They set you up. No, your son didn't study. The white man didn't tell you that you could have got up at 2. I got up at 3 o'clock this morning. And I've been behind on cleaning up. So I cleaned up because I like for my restroom to be clean for my wife. And I was embarrassed because it hadn't been clean in 2 months almost. And we can't have a restroom not clean like that. And you got a woman going into it. Got up and I ran a couple miles. I done drove 300-400 miles and I'm still on the radio. It ain't nobody's fault. If something happened, it's your fault. Don't engage race in a situation or anything that got to do with any kind of argument. But we can agree to disagree. You will always be able to call the Hayden Russo Show and give your opinion on whatever topic that we speak of. But those are the foundations that we will get into as the rules. And for the churches, you might not like some of the things that I have to say, but I believe that the churches are taking advantage of the peoples. And I believe that churches should be exposed. If you want to be a business, okay, don't call yourself I don't want to call any church names. Okay? And I'm not trying to call anyone else's name to belittle you in any kind of way. That is not what this conversation is about. This conversation is to move us forward as a people. People ask me, why you only hang with kids? Why should I hang with the adults? I used to have 3 friends. I'm going to tell you how I lost 2 of them. We're going to call them the H brothers. The H brothers have been around and I thought that we were cool. A couple times I couldn't feed my family when I was in a lawsuit and I had to go and no man, Hayden Russo, go to another man and ask you to borrow $200. Oh God, you know I gotta be down on my luck. However, they came through for me. But then there was an incident that happened at Duffy's roughly 2 months ago. I walked in the restroom. I'm using the restroom, and you know, guys, you know, when you walk to the stall, you know what I mean? You focus in that look. You just put a little dot in front of you. You know what I mean? You focus in on that dot while you use the restroom, while you stand up. Okay. And, this guy was having bad time next to me. So I just mentioned to him, hey man, life is too short, man. Live rich. And he called me the N-word. Being the professional that I am, you know. Changing my life. I ignored it and just told him, hey, man, be positive, man. And he told me, man, can't no N tell me to be positive. Why I didn't beat him up in the bathroom, I don't know. But then when we got, I followed him to his table because I was a little irate and I didn't know how to deal with the situation. So I was trying to allow my brain time to process my next reaction. And when I got to the table, he did it again. But this time when he called me the N-word, he said it was because, you know, I come to these places knowing I couldn't afford to be in the place. And I threw maybe $300-$400 in his face to say, hey, I pay for your meal here, but I don't think that your language is appropriate. And all of my friends came and grabbed me. But something unique happened there. There were two bartenders, women, two white. And the male was black. They immediately took sides. With no information. He took my side. And they took his side. The bar divided. Keep in mind, it's only two blacks and everyone else there is white. They divided. Wait a minute. We're creating a race situation amongst 98% white folks based on friendship without facts. So the two H brothers decide that, hey, we might get business opportunities down here. So it's best for us to cut you off because, you know, they called the police and everything. I wasn't arrested or anything like that. No one was arrested, but I don't use the N-word in my household, never have. So I can't sympathize with people that may have grown up in the community to be able to use the N-word, although there's plenty of whites and blacks that live together. But we'll engage in the conversation. I have a few video clips that I use to kind of illustrate some of the things that I'm talking about. But folks, in order for us to engage in this conversation, we have to be honest with ourselves. And we have to agree to disagree. To allow the conversation to move in a different place because the people that are being impacted by this, the people that are being impacted by this are the kids. Studies have shown that if you take kids and you show them a picture of a black kid down on the ground and the other white kid standing up, and it's supposed to make sure you get a different answer because it's based on whatever the kids see. 80 to 90% of the white kids said that they think the kid did something wrong that was on the ground versus the complete reverse of black kids saying that the kid on the ground didn't do anything wrong. Ladies and gentlemen, we have to engage in this conversation to help, because I'm telling you, the kids are being affected. The same kids came back and they studied them 7 years later when they got 13. And they asked them, did they still have their white friends? And the kids said no. Now, to the black ladies out there that have no problem with your son bringing, your daughter bringing a white man home, you have no problem with that. But if your son bring a white woman home, oh no, ain't happening. Okay? So we got to be honest about this conversation, because racism, if you truly look at it, is not based on color. I had an incident where I wrote a guy up that was black in the school district of Palm Beach County, and I told him that he was a racist. And everyone said that, how can you call a black man a racist? Well, if you prejudice towards any particular thing or person, gender, race, you're racist. All right. And then finally, before we dig into this conversation, most of my friends are white. Sorry to tell you that. Most of my friends are white. Okay. And every time I lose any of my white friends, it hurts, because they try to help me, not try to belittle me. They try to help me to make a difference for my family and to be able to do more for others. I'm mostly hated by black folks. And when I look around, a lot of you broke. And sometimes I'm broke just like you, but guess what? I have a powerful mind. Because where you look at, you're broke, I'm just having a temporary cash flow setback. Where you looking to make $200-$300, I'm trying to see how to get my hand on $200,000-$300,000. Now, if it takes 100 jobs to get there, we'll do what we have to do. But if I don't get there, it wasn't because I wasn't trying. It wasn't because I wasn't giving 100% every single day. It wasn't because I wasn't using my 86,400 seconds that you get every day wisely. It wasn't because I wasn't feeding my mind, because the white man didn't do anything to me. I ain't never seen the white man in my house when my mama was throwing a shoe like a football hitting me in the back of the head. Bing! I ain't never seen a white man in my house when my daddy had to give me the business with those thick old belts. Oh, God, they used to make some thick belts back in the days. Every time we had a problem in my household, my parents went and got it. And what that mean for people that don't understand Ebonics, that mean that they went to grinding. That mean that they went and thought of ideas and created new opportunities for themselves and went out there and tried it. And if it failed, they came back and did something else. Okay. They didn't put no fault on any man or any woman in that fact. They worked for what they got. And when they wasn't earning enough, guess what? My book coming out in about 2 months, Failure is Not an Option. I'll be able to tell you about all of it. Okay. But when they saw that they couldn't afford what they had, they say, hey, we got to go back to living poor in order to live a life that would give you guys a better life. When I mean it was 9 of us. OK, so black folks, cut it out. Now, I got to be delicate on the other side, how I speak. But to all my white friends, don't take it personal. I'm still coming to your house to eat. Okay. And to all my, I have gay friends. Okay. before y'all got all this Supreme Court stuff that say it's okay to be gay. No, me and my family, we sat down. We have plenty of gay friends. We ain't wait for the Supreme Court to tell us what to do. And I'm telling y'all now, we can't wait for people to tell us what to do when it comes to race. It is our job to stop this racism stuff going on in this country. How could Reggie D partner up with Channel 12, walk all those miles and don't get no support? When people are trying to do things to change this country and make it a better place, we have to begin to engage. And to my white friends that are turning their back or not saying anything, you got to speak up. Our kids are being hampered by this. When they ask the 13-year-old kids, could they spend the night at a black man house? I don't think so. Okay. Some of the young ladies say, could I bring a black man home to tell my parents that we get married? They said, I don't think so. Okay. So it's been a real rough day. It's been a real rough day because I just been fighting with this, how to deal with it. And I think that we're going to begin to engage in this conversation now. Okay. My shout out today has to go to everyone that's listening. You have a part in this fight to change this world. You have a part, to make everyone around you a better person and to lift your community up. We have a part in this. You have a part in this. Engage in this conversation. Don't be quiet. If you'd like to join this conversation, the phone lines are open. 888. Woo. Wow. 888, go for it. This is tough to talk about. Hey Dave, could we go to a set of commercials and let's break. We go to a set of commercials and we'll be right back with more right after this.
This segment of the show was sponsored by Shakira Roll at ERA Home Run Real Estate. Buy, sell, or rent, I can help the entire world. Need assistance with down payment? No problem. Call Shakira Roll today at 561-312-2641 or email her at info@rollhome.com. That's info@ROLLEHOME.com. Visit her website at www.rollhome.com. That's www.rollehome.com.
If you would like to be a sponsor or advertiser on the show, call today at 561-723-6781. If there is a topic you would like to discuss on the show, call and inform us today at 561-723-6775. You can always reach me at Facebook at Hyden Russo. That's HYDNROUSSEAU. Man, I'm getting ready for First Friday.
What?
Man, look at your hair.
Dude, go get a haircut. It's 8 o'clock.
What do you mean 8 o'clock?
You still have time. Go down to Headliners. They'll take care of you right away. 1523 West Blue Heron Boulevard, Riviera Beach, in the Imperial Plaza. If you get lost, give them a call. 561-429-4765. Go down to Headliners. Come experience a true haircut.
The best pork barbecue ribs and chicken in the state of Florida. Don't believe it? Try it yourself. Call Bounce Back Barbecue at 561 561- 507-4382. They also do catering. That's 561-307-4382.
If you like what you're hearing from Hayden Russo, book him today. 561-723-6775. He has experience to deal with troubled youth, successful businessman, excellent motivator. Whatever your problem, he has an answer. Give us a try. 561-723-6775.
You're listening to TalkZone.com, Internet Talk Radio.
Thank you, Dave. Thank you, Dave. Dave, I gotta tell you, man, I really appreciate everything that you do. A lot of times, you know, we never hear about the people in the background that are making things happen. A lot of mistakes happen. A lot of growing up have been a lot of maturing to make this show a success. And I want to thank you, Dave. And to all of the people in the background, my wife and everyone else that's is helping. If you'd like to join this conversation, the phone lines are open. 888-463-6748. That's 888. Go for it. We're going to dig deep in, you know, we're going to dig deep into it. I had the pleasure to watch a lot of videos, and we'll have a couple videos on our site, on Talk Zone. Look up the Hayden Russo Show, that you'll be able to go back and see the studies that's been conducted. The schools, churches, and the black family, as it relates to the black side of this equation, has to shoulder their part in why these kids have so much anger in them, okay? Number one, in every house, in every black man household, there's this conversation on how to deal with police, how to conduct yourself around white folks, okay? How you have to be 10 times better than the white man to be successful. That's a lie. Look, I love my mama. God bless your soul. Dad, I love you too. Neither one of them here. That's a crack of baloney. That's malarkey at its best. As my partner, Joe Biden would say, Vice President of the United States. Okay? Look. Are you serious? You're creating a competitive atmosphere, and you breeding that into the kid. Then this kid go to school, right? And these are the kids that they talking to. You know, the studies that have been done. These are the same kids that are being talked to. I tell you what. You know what? Dave, do me a favor. I think it's clip B. We're going to play the first, I'll let you know when to cut it. Probably the first 3.5 minutes of this. I just need y'all to listen to this. This is a study done by Jan Elliott. It'll be on the site. And listen to what she had to say. That's the second clip, Dave. Could you go ahead and play that from the top? I'll let you know when to cut it.
Eye experiment, where you have the explain the experiment, Jane, please.
You separate groups according to eye color, and you place those who have the wrong color eyes in the position in which we place minority group members and women in this society, and gays and people with disabilities. And most of the people that I work with are white, so-called adult males. And those blue-eyed white males, when they are placed in the situation in which they are treated the way women and people of color are treated in this country, react exactly the way women and people of color react in this country.
They get angry.
Angry. I have been threatened with death numerous times. I've been hit by a white male during this exercise. I've had a knife pulled on me. And these are all white males who say they wouldn't have a problem if it happened to them. And they can't understand. They can't understand Los Angeles because they don't know why those people are so angry. Last winter, we were invited to a card party in the town in which I live. And in 1968, I did this exercise in a very informal way with a group of Rotarians in that same town. I was sitting at a card table, and an older man came up to me, and they started to introduce him to me. And I said, I've known him for years. And he said, I remember you. I've never forgotten you, and I've never forgiven you either. I said, what'd I do? He said, I have blue eyes. I said, oh, you're a Rotarian, aren't you? He said, yes, and I've never forgiven you. The man is over 75 years old. He went through that experience for 15 minutes at a Rotary Club luncheon. And he has never forgotten it in 24 years. He is still angry. You tell me about anger. That's 15 minutes and he's still angry.
And what happens in the experiment?
Well, I would you too. That yeah. You have those green eyes. That's the problem you're having, the trouble you're having with your daughter. Because you have those green eyes and you aren't as smart as brown-eyed people. Watch this boy's reaction. He goes, excuse me. Do you think he's a little angry? That fast. White folks are really super sensitive.
What'd you say, Ron? What'd you say?
I said, where's your proof that brown-eyed people are smarter than blue-eyed people?
I tell you. Brown-eyed people, you just listen. Now, this is going to be an effort for you. This is going to be an effort for you because you aren't accustomed to listening. White males are accustomed to telling things. They aren't accustomed to listening. Now, brown-eyed... Brown-eyed people are responsible for the fact that you have electricity. Many of the components for generating and transmitting electricity were invented by brown-eyed people. Brown-eyed people gave us our alphabet. Brown-eyed people gave us our numeration system. Brown-eyed people gave us the paper on which we write these anonymous letters to me that tell me that brown-eyed people are inferior. When you go home, you people do not pray for me, particularly you. Don't you pray for me. I don't have to worry about that. All of a sudden, he ain't gonna pray for me. Now, brown-eyed people are the ones who originated or who founded every major religion on this earth. No white people have ever founded a major religion. Now, you need to realize the contributions that have been made to society, to civilization, by brown-eyed people, by people of color.
We'll pick it back up in a minute, but Dave, thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, of the African-American race, okay, or the black race, as I want to be called, or the black man. At the end of the day, I'm Hayden Russo. Let me explain something to you, okay? When you see white folks, they're not white folks. They're human beings. They're people just like you. We bleed just the same. We get cut, we bleed. Just the same. Okay? Get rid of this myth that it's any white man fault on anything, because I told you in this show, okay, that the answers are in the books. You must read and increase your knowledge to be able to take part of this universe. It's nobody's fault but yours for not being successful. The person you need, and it's in the Bible, the person you need to be successful is in the mirror. Stop training your kids and programming your kids on how to perceive white folks. And I'm not going to tell you to be blind to the fact that we got to protect our churches. I'm not going to tell you to be blind to the fact that we still dealing with police brutality. But I got to tell you, Emmanuel 9 gave us the blueprint. Love is the key. And we've had it. We're the only race that can endure and still be here. Okay? God has given us a message. What would this universe be like if we lived in a world where white young boys and black boys can make things to make the universe better? Why can't it be a white and black man that create? You know, when you watch the Jeffersons, you see those little space shuttles that just flying up, or beam me up, Scotty. What can we do if we get past this race thing? Okay. But we got to get past that. Okay. Then secondly, okay, when it comes to the churches, you went to church. I know we're going to sing. We're going to hoop and holler. Oh, Lord, we're going to catch the Holy Ghost. Summoner. Whatever your tongue is. Okay. Whatever your religion is. I'm cool with that. Okay. But as a young man that's been molested, Yeah, that's what I said. As when I was in Belgrade, the Catholic Church had one of the priests to grab my buttocks and tried to stick his tongue down my throat, all in the presence of my brother. And I thank God that they were there, because that might have been the only thing that saved me, because he was stronger than me. I'm qualified for this conversation. To the pastors that are out there making millions of dollars, giving the word of God. Are you serious? Tell me in the Bible where it said you're supposed to drive a Bentley. I want a Bentley, but I ain't qualified to be a pastor, but I might be one anyway. That might probably why I'm going through all these struggles. Because maybe I'm missing my calling. The pastors are taking advantage. Look, I tell you what. You go to any black community and you look at all the churches, I guarantee you they standing up nice, pretty, and tall. But the congregation that they're sucking the money out of, the congregation that is enriching the top, enriching the deacons, and enriching the pastors, okay? Taking care of the pastors' wives and probably girlfriends as well. Are you serious? All of the buildings around you are crumbling. What are you doing with the money that's coming in? What are you doing with these 10%? But guess what? You will have to face God to answer those things. But pastors have just, as my friend Rod would say, have just become motivational speakers. And the reason that the church can take advantage of you, because you're going to church for the wrong reason. You're going to church like you're going, like you buying a ticket to a comedy club. Okay? To go have fun, or go look for a man, or what the pastor, or going to church to say that God is going to send you your blessing without putting in the work. Pastor Chester had a perfect sermon this week. Oh my God, perfect. Everybody want to do their blessing, but nobody want to do the work. That was the gist of it. And to all these pastors that's around here, look, all right, I tell you what, before I start getting on the schools, because I'm getting close to my commercial break, before I start getting on the schools, I tell you what. Y'all tell me, black folks, all the Cadillacs and the Mercedes Benz, okay, where they at? I know what I said. Y'all, for the white folks and my friend, y'all. Hayden, you didn't speak proper English. You're supposed to say, where are they? Where they at? Let's learn some Ebonics. Okay, I'm going to get to learning white culture later, but I got to stay focused, okay? So we're going to stop blaming the white man, okay? We're going to stop going to church and being taken advantage of. If the church is not doing anything for the community but just telling you a speech to make you feel good, they're motivational speakers. You can go get Les Brown. You can go get E.T. You can book Hayden Russo. I'll come speak for you. Okay? But you would no longer go to church giving your tithes. And I strongly recommend that you continue to give your tithes, because if you don't, you'll be harmed. Okay? So I want to continue to tell you to do that. But on the same token, I would also say that you have to hold the church accountable. If a church is not taking care of their business and doing what they need to do, we need to hold them accountable. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Okay? And I tell you what, to all these pastors, right? And Rod, you put this best. To all the pastors out there, okay, that are making millions of dollars. Now, I'm not qualified as you. You know the Bible better than us, or you think, sometimes y'all think the pastor know the Bible better than you. He's just a motivational speaker. He'll go study what he need to study and tell you to go and have you researching and doing all that stuff with bad intentions. Hold your church accountable. And I tell you what, if they love preaching so much, right? They love preaching so much. Give all the money back. Get the Bentleys back. Do what the Pope is doing. The Pope don't want none of the riches. He want to deliver the word. Give all of it back. And let's see how many preachers we have. That's why I love my pastor. He already had his house and his car and luxury items, but he worked for it. And now he's giving back. He's giving 20 plus years to making the church better. And it wasn't because he was trying to get rich like all these other big churches that are doing it real big. You know? Whew. This show is real nice and packed. I got to do a couple shout outs real quickly. We're going to go over by a couple minutes on break, but I'm going to shorten the last section up, Dave. A couple shout outs to Pastor Chester. A great sermon. Okay. I'm responsible for the donations of the Uganda trip this year. I'm trying to raise $100,000. So far we haven't. We just kicking out the gate to all my friends out there. The church goes out every year. It's about 8 to 10 of them, and they go out to Uganda and they stay there for roughly 4 to 6 weeks. It's a lot involved in helping the people to get together. We're asking for everyone to participate. Please donate, please. And to all of the people that are saying that they want to show, that they're making a difference. What a way to do it. Uganda, could you really use your help? Please contact our church, Pastor Chester, at 561-863-9880, or you may email us at info@ozpbc.org. Or you can reach Pastor Chester directly at 561-635-4024. Also, for all the people in the Belgrade area, we have a 2-bedroom apartment available for you. Brand new. Just totally renovated. Listen, the floors are new, paint, new water heater, AC unit. We have it all there for you. Please call, contact Francis at 561-516-0468. And I want to give a shout out to my family that keeps me grounded. For those that know me, you know, I'm a bunch of energy. Okay. Now getting to the schools. Okay. We have enough studies that tells us what to do, but no one has had the spine, the political will, or to protect your nice old interests. It's just so funny how we always protect our interests, but we say we're going to help the people. I was watching a story one time and they said, you want to know how you know a politician is lying? When they start speaking. However, the school system plays a major part in this. Even the maps that the schools use are not correct maps. All of the African, look, if you look at all of the continents, okay, all of the continents that were heavily populated with African Americans are reduced in everything else where the white population was made larger. That's just the map. That's just a map. I'm over on commercial. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back with more right after this. Do you have a ride on your way? Are you in the New York area? When you're stuck, call on NYC Taxi Ride Yellow and Green. We have 2 apps at your availability. www.waytoride.com or www.goarro.com. NYC Yellow Cab is ready for you. Why replace your roof when you can repair it? Call Built Right Roofing today at 844-277-7663. That's 844-277-7663. 7663. Come and experience the Built Right Way at 844-277-7663.
Are you ready for your meeting next week with the Sororities Club? No, I want to be different. Me too. What are you going to do about it? I'm going to call Wera Bonelli. Who? Wera Bonelli. They got you covered. Sorority logos, promotional materials, handbags, uniforms, family reunion shirts, and under pressure, they'll deliver on time. Call them today. 561-293-6444. Or you can email them at wearablenalia@gmail.com. Hey, tell Rodney Russo that I sent you. That's 561-293-6444. Car accident? Dents or scratches? Has the Florida sun faded your ride? Call High Gloss Paint and Body. Their service is fast and reliable. High Gloss Auto Paint and Body will deal with your insurance company, taking all the load off your shoulders. I know what that can be like. Call them today, 561-508-4220. They're located on 2550 Windsor Avenue, Suite A, West Palm Beach, Florida. You tell High Gloss that Hayden Russo sent you. If you would like to be a sponsor or advertiser on the show, call today at 561-723-6781. If there is a topic you would like to discuss on the show, call and inform us today at 561-723-6775. You can always reach me at Facebook at Hayden Russo. That's HYDNROUSSEAU. Let's go ahead and cut it. Let's go ahead and cut it in there, Dave. Okay, so the schools and to all the people that are in power, we must begin to understand that the schools can eradicate racism by themselves. I know what I just said. I'm telling y'all, the school district systems throughout the United States of America, if they begin to teach the truth, if they begin to let the kids learn what they need to learn and let the kids process their own information as opposed to the whites programming their kids one way, the blacks programming their kids the other way, then they have to meet in school where they're forced to deal with each other. And they begin to build a harmony. And as time grows on, we begin to have separation, hate, envy in the wrong places. To the white families out there, we would never harm your kids in our home. There's a love that is embedded in black folks that no other species or race has. The love and peace and our creativity. Find a way to harness it. Let the kids grow. The position of power will ultimately take its course . The population is more diverse now. The kids want to engage in a natural dialogue about race to make the world a better place. But the parents have to engage it. The parents have to begin to have open and honest conversations. And don't turn away from the truth when it comes time to tell your kids the truth. But don't continue to be a part of this programming, whether it's on the white or black side. You have no right. A kid is brought into this world, never knows color until
We teach that stuff on either side. And when you feed things like that, it would always turn into hate, and you will continue to have what we're having. And the reason that there are attacks and assaults on the black churches is because that's the place that can ultimately take us, white and black solidifiers, the way that it solidified us in South Carolina and the United States of America, to stand tall against hate. Walmart and everyone that banned selling the Confederate flag. I grew up watching the Dukes of Hazzard. Are you serious? Dun, 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 dun. Are you serious? Man, eating my Haitian rice with my little bit of meat. Man, look, you couldn't tell me anything about the Confederate flag. I didn't know what it meant until I got older. It is time for blacks and whites to do what is necessary to take us to a new world. Make a difference. Make a difference in your community. Hey, Dave, how much time we got left there? Let's go. Could you continue playing that clip for me? I'll let you know when to cut it, please.
Society to civilization by brown-eyed people, by people of color. I'm talking about people of color here, folks. And most of us are not aware of those things because we live in a racist society and because we are educated by a racist school system that only teaches us about white contributions. And that's a fact. And if you don't like it, I'm sorry, but that's the way it is. If we would start telling the truth in schools, we would not have racism. We could cure racism in this country. Somebody said, I heard somebody... somebody in the green room say that racism is inbred. No, it is not. Racism is not part of the human condition. Racism is a learned response. You have to be taught to be a racist. You are not born racist. You are born into a racist society. And like anything else, if you can learn it, you can unlearn it. But people like this choose not to unlearn it because they're afraid they will lose power if they share it with other people. We are afraid of sharing power. That's what it's all about. That's the reason men won't share power with women, because they are afraid they will lose power. People, if we would share power, we would empower many people so that we would all be more powerful.
Well, this is the point, Ron. Ron was saying he doesn't know whether that's prejudice or not, because he doesn't want
myself,
it.
Myself, I don't know if it is. I mean, is that prejudice? Is that racism?
Of course it is. Of course it's racism.
In your point
if you
of
were,
view.
Hey, in the point of view of most people who understand anything about racism, if you were born, raised, and educated in the United States of America, if you weren't a racist, you'd be a miracle.
Oh,
you all look like a miracle to me.
Other countries don't have racism.
Other countries do have racism. Yeah. Absolutely,
you're
other
here,
countries
you know,
have
America
racism.
America this, America that. You know, we're born in a racist society. That's fine and dandy, but what I'm getting from you is that we're the only ones that are racist.
Did I say that?
But that's the impression I'm getting from you.
You choose to get that impression from me. Not everyone is getting that impression from me. You do because you want to.
So I'm
that's a choice you're making.
Your part.
You're making an assumption that will defend your position. It's an indefensible position.
You're not the person that says because white people like chocolate and chocolate milk, they want to be black, are you?
I think you said that. You didn't hear that from me. Did you hear me say that?
No, at some other time, at another program.
Do you really think I would say that?
I don't know.
You see, what we're dealing here with is mental illness. Racism is mental illness.
She was about to say that they didn't say black or white children. That study said children. We must begin to unlearn the things that we learned from our parents. God did not bring you here to live your parents' dreams. God didn't bring you here to follow your parents' dreams or to your parents' tradition, your parents, if one family goes to Duke, all the family go to Duke. If one goes to Princeton, if one goes to Tuck, or one goes to Bethune-Cookman or FAMU, are you serious? Live your dream. Live your own life. Begin to unlearn racism. in this country. Begin to unlearn bad attitudes. You back up and you listen to the beginning of the shows. We talked about mind games. We talked about imprinting. We talked about creating a new person, creating a new you. We talked about getting away from the negative thinking and letting go of those negative people and getting rid of the negative programs and stop watching the news. Watch comedy. Go to comedy shows. And when you, next time you go out to a function, don't sit with the black people. Go sit at the white table. Stop separating ourselves. Stop doing all this nonsense. Begin to unwind yourself. We're going to continue this conversation next week. And I hope that you guys will begin to engage and send in your comments and your feedback. I really appreciate your time. I really miss you guys. I hope that God continue to bless us. Stay strong. Believe in yourself. And let God take care of the rest. This is Haydn Russo. It's been fun. I've enjoyed myself. We'll be back here next week on Talk Zone between 5 and 6. It's been real fun. This is the Haydn Russo Show. See you next week. Why replace your roof when you can repair it? Call Built Right Roofing today at 844-277-7663. That's 844-277-7663. Come and experience the Built Right way at 844-277-7663. If you like what you're hearing from Haydn Russo, book him today, 561-723-6775. He has experience to deal with trouble use, successful businessman, excellent motivator. Whatever your problem, he has an answer. Give us a try, 561-723-6775.